Around the dinner table of a traditional Moroccan restaurant with friends, where food and words are shared with a beautiful cup of tea. Topics were deep and personal, and for many of us, it meant remembering our way to Islam.
I was born Mario Enesides, of Greek origin, born, bred here.
I'm Italian background, European backgrounds.
Chinese, Ethiopian, Philippines.
Irish, Australian.
Italian and Irish background.
Sir, come on.
I don't know your story, why you embraced Islam?
My name's Asa. I embraced Islam 7 years ago. And that's it, alhamdulillah.
About in year 11, I think, maybe year 11, I started wondering about God and about how I'm supposed to, you know, be closer to God, you know. I wanted to be religious.
Well, when I used to go to primary school, we had religious education classes, and I used to love being in those classes, hearing about, you know, the prophets like Moses and Jesus and Abraham, peace be upon them.
I was like really in love with Jesus, the personality, his mission, what he did, what he would say. I was obsessed. All these movies, like the Jesus movie, they send to the third world countries to convert people. I'd watch all these movies. I was obsessed with them.
And I really yearned for wanting to be practicing a religion, but my environment, you know, my friends growing up as a teenager, it wasn't the best environment to become a practicing person.
But the dogma of the Pauline doctrine, I couldn't understand it, because like all through the Bible, these messengers and these prophets were sent that teach this, that teach that. And then suddenly Jesus' message started the same way. And then some guy called Paul comes along and says, no, we're going to abolish this. We're going to go this way. And I couldn't understand this. I couldn't at all understand this.
I couldn't connect to being many gods or no gods or your God. I couldn't. You stuff, I couldn't. It just didn't fit with me.
And I'd have more questions. And I'd ask and ask, because my mother was a Bible teacher. We knew the Bible and I was studying the Bible. So I'd have these questions, these extraordinary questions, and no one could answer them. But then I met Muslims, and they would answer these questions, and they would say the purpose of life is to worship God Almighty on His terms.
My brother, it's a trial that you're going through, so don't be afraid. Allah's there for you with every hardship, there